I want to talk about something today that's been on my mind, especially this past week. It centers around the concepts of intelligence, wisdom, love, and truth. I've been thinking a lot about these topics, and I kind of bounce around because I work in the field of technology, so I think about these things, think about how it's affecting our world, how it impacts our lives, but more importantly, how these things come together and they weave together to really help us think about and understand God more deeply. Kind of like Deep Thoughts. I don't know how many people remember Saturday Night Live skit Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. I kind of felt like I was having some deep thoughts on this recently. But I think people today are longing for something. And I think in some ways we can all feel it. Like something's off a little bit. Maybe something's missing. More so than maybe even normal. And I think we live today in an age that we can't always put into words, but deep down we feel like something is missing. And I was discussing this with a coworker recently, and I said, do you ever feel like people are sort of lost? We're kind of talking about, what do people need? Like, what do they need, and what are they looking for? People are kind of trying to grab onto something. And we agreed that it seemed like there's sort of a general sense of some sense of hopelessness or confusion in the age in which we live, a sense of being overwhelmed. Just things are moving so quickly and so fast, and we can't always put words to it. But I think in part we can feel Satan's influence increasing on the world around us. The world's moving faster than ever. It's moving at a pace that many can't even keep up with. And I think this is in part due to the information age that we live in. We live in an age of acceleration. In many ways, it feels truly that we're living in the age of Daniel 12 and verse 4, where it says, Daniel 12 verse 4 says, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Everything is speeding up. Information, opinions, decisions, expectations. And it's not just information anymore. It's the flood of information. We're getting so much all the time. It's like a fire hose. And of course, some of this is caused by this new age of artificial intelligence that everybody's talking about. AI, the topic of AI, is often on my mind, maybe more than most, because of the field that I work in. But also because I've been doing a little running to and fro recently myself on the face of the earth. This past week, I had the opportunity to spend a few days out in San Francisco to spend some time with about 20,000 of my closest friends at the Microsoft conference. I did actually, it's a small world, I did get a chance to shake hands with Bob Fay while I was out there. So there's a few other Church of God people traveling around and attending these kinds of things. But San Francisco, I haven't been there many years, it's kind of like going to another world. Every billboard, you know, and I mean like every billboard in the city, was some kind of an AI startup, a software company, some new innovation, something claiming to revolutionize the world, transform everything, fix everything, perfect everything. It felt like the whole city was trying to compete and just outrun itself. And don't get me wrong, I love technology. I worked in technology my whole life. Many of you know I drive an electric car. I enjoy these things. These tools can be incredible, and they really can. But something struck me while I was out there. With all this intelligence around us, why do so many feel more lost than ever? Another scripture for your notes here, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 7. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 7. There's so much information that we're dealing with today. 2 Timothy 3 verse 7 says, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We have so much information, so much learning around us, and yet so little truth. Isn't that interesting? And it struck me that meaning is not about information or intelligence. That's not what we live for. It's about a lot more than that. You've probably all played with these various chatbots these days, and there's something interesting about them. But the more that you use them, the more that you communicate with them, you see their patterns. You can see that there's a certain pattern to it in how they communicate. And people talk about this thing that they do. Some call it hallucinating. Hallucinating happens for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons they do this is they fundamentally seem to be programmed to want to please the user. They want to provide the information that you're asking for, and they so much want to do that that if needed, they're going to make things up. They're going to just sort of do their best guess, but present it as its absolute fact. You know, that's what's interesting about this. They'll present it as if it's truth. And I don't know if any of you have caught that happening. If you've played with these machines, I definitely have. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. And there's famous instances of it that you can find on the internet, even simple math questions. They'll ask some math question, and it'll tell you absolutely 100% this is the answer. It's 100% wrong. But they'll tell you it with absolute confidence, even though it's wrong. And it will sound absolutely sure of itself, to the point where you want to believe it. I've had it happen a number of times. I'm sure some of you have as well. You ask a question and it gives an answer. It sounds so good, so confident, so authoritative. It's not even close. And I thought, isn't that a picture of the world we live in today? A world overflowing with confident voices. You know, it's a reflection of our humanity. Starving voices, overflowing confidence voices, but starving for truth. But everybody thinks they have the answer. And so today my message is not really about AI. It's just kind of a reflection on the time in which we live. It's what sparked my thought here today, but my message is about truth. Where does truth come from? How do we recognize it? And most importantly, how do we become people who speak truth, live truth, and long for truth in a world full of noise? Because human beings, we need truth. We're designed for truth. And especially as Christians, we can't survive without truth. So my thesis is that truth needs three elements. It requires intelligence, wisdom, and love. These three elements are required for truth. If you remove any one of them, truth can become distorted. So I've titled this message, Longing for Truth. Longing for Truth. Because intelligence without wisdom can lead to folly. Wisdom without love becomes cold. And love without wisdom can become misguided. These things are all intertwined together. It takes all three to become the people God wants us to be. Knowing these things will lead us to become the kind of people that God, our Father, intends for us to become. So let's look at these elements. First, intelligence. Intelligence without wisdom leads to folly. Please turn with me over to Proverbs 1. We'll just start in Proverbs 1 and verse 1, a book about knowledge and wisdom. And let's see what it has to say as it starts out here. Proverbs 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Verse 6, to understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. And here's the key to it all. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We live in the most information-rich generation in human history. But information is not the same as truth, and intelligence is not the same as wisdom. The words of our Bible draws a sharp line between all of this. The Bible's clear. Knowledge begins with God. Not with Google, not with algorithms, not with endless information. It begins with God. And if it doesn't begin with God, it leads to nowhere good. Let's look at some more words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 16. It's said that Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 17. We read his words here. I communed with my heart, saying, "Look, I have attained greatness, and I have gained more wisdom than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My heart has understood great wisdom and knowledge. And I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this is also grasping for the wind." In verse 18, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow." It's an interesting perspective. Solomon saying something pretty deep here, that knowledge alone, raw intelligence, actually becomes a burden, and it can lead to sorrow. Information doesn't equal wisdom, or truth, and too much of it without God leads us to folly, into bad places. And we know that knowledge can puff us up. It can create a big ego, cause us to be prideful, to be smug, confident for the wrong reasons. You can be the smartest person in the room and the biggest fool at the same time. It's wisdom that will eventually show you the difference. We have to have wisdom to see that in ourselves. That brings me back to the AI analogy. A system can have incredible intelligence, but zero wisdom. It can produce an answer with confidence and be completely wrong. But if we're honest, humans do that too. Human intelligence without wisdom becomes, I read somebody say this recently, it can become something that's called clever malice. People who are brilliant but dangerous because their wisdom is wrong, their intentions are wrong. They can be brilliant but foolish, or brilliant but spiritually blind. They didn't start with God. Knowledge is the what. Wisdom is the why and the how. Knowledge alone is not enough. We need wisdom, and that starts with God. So let's look at that element. The second element of this truth thesis is wisdom, that you need wisdom. You need intelligence, information, and wisdom. Wisdom is absolutely required. It starts with God. It connects with love, because without it, without love, even wisdom can become cold and detached. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1. Read the words of Paul here. First Corinthians 13 and verse 1. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing." Paul really gets to the heart of the matter. We need to love. We need to be filled with love. We need to love one another because we know that God is love. And we know this, but we struggle sometimes. The more we understand, the more wise we should become. But wisdom by itself can also be cold. It can be hard. It can be judgmental. It can be detached. We can see it in others. We can't always see it in ourselves. It's easy to see the speck in someone else's eye and look past the plank in our own and cast judgment without love. Love is what keeps us in check. Paul says you can have all the wisdom in the world, but without love, you're nothing. True wisdom is never cold, never harsh, never cruel, never judgmental, because true wisdom comes from God, and it's infused with love. What happened to Solomon in 1 Kings 11? We don't have to turn there. I'm not going to read through all that today, but maybe put it down in your notes, read it a later time. The heading in my Bible says, "Solomon's heart turns from the Lord." Even Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, stopped loving God. He turned his heart. He stopped living wisely. He had wisdom, but without love, without that heart, the wisdom led him astray. Wisdom without love becomes just a cold tradition or a harsh truth, and we've all seen that, kind of an emptiness. We see that all around the world today that we live in. So let's continue on talking about this third element, kind of infused it with wisdom, but that is love and why this is so important. Because, again, love without wisdom or knowledge is misguided. And we all know that love is central to our way of life. God is love. But we need that to be the base and all these other things connected to it. Love must be grounded in wisdom and guided by truth. These things all go together. Please turn with me over to Philippians 1 and verse 9. Philippians 1 and verse 9. Love and wisdom guided by truth. Philippians 1 verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So Paul literally says here, I want your love to grow first. That's what's most important, but not blindly. It should grow with knowledge and with discernment. These things all go hand in hand. Jesus came to earth to show us the way, to be our ultimate example. And when Jesus came to teach his disciples, he didn't come with just love, and he didn't come with just truth. He became both. He showed us how to become all of these things. Even love without wisdom or discernment can feel good but be harmful. And again, we see these patterns. Love without truth becomes emotion, not strength. So we live in a world that's longing for truth, and as Christians, we're striving for that true meaning that God wants for us. And we can only find truth when we have all these elements, intelligence, wisdom, and love. And when they intersect, we become people of truth. And so that's the full equation I'm presenting today, that for truth, you need intelligence, wisdom, and love. All of these things are intertwined together. Truth isn't something that we speak. It's something we become. It needs to be in our minds, in our judgment, and in our motives. Intelligence, wisdom, and love. It reflects who God is, because he's all-knowing. That's the intelligence piece. He's all-wise, wisdom, and he's all-loving. That's love. Truth flows from his character, and we need to learn this as well. When these elements come together in our lives, we have real truth. Our world doesn't need more information. It needs more truth. And yet we live in a world full of information, accelerated, confident information, overflowing with opinions, a world where even these new tools, artificial intelligence, can be great things and sound convincing, but be completely wrong. People are hungry. People are searching. They're longing for something real, even more so, because of this. And we have that. We know how to find it, and we can help others. We don't need more data. We don't need more noise, more confident-sounding answers. We need to become people of truth so that we can help others and learn how to discern the information that's out there. We live in a world full of people longing for truth. We long for intelligence, wisdom, and love because we want to be more like God. In John 14, verse 6, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus gave us this equation and showed us how to live these elements in our lives, because it all works together. And then truth comes alive. And when truth comes alive in us, so do we. We can live confidently. And God put that longing inside of us so he could lead us to become more like him. Let's be truth seekers, longing for truth. Happy Sabbath.